write-downs, derivatives, mortgage-backed securities, reverse auctions. Oh, my God, the economy isn't just depressing. It's really confusing.
Who even knew what a credit default swap was, say, a year ago? No, a month ago, a week ago. Well, here to help us laugh through all this pain is the comedy team, Frangela, Angela V. Shelton, and Frances Collier. Welcome back, ladies.
Hey. Hi.
Okay, so this all seems like a secret language in the economy.
Yes. You know, like that movie, The Secret Lives of Bees?
Uh-huh.
This is the secret language of the economy, girl.
They try to make it mysterious so you don't understand what's really going on.
So have you been able to decode these words?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Basically, really what it means is, we messed up.
Yes.
We were betting with money we didn't
have. Right.
That's what it means.
Do you know that there's actually something like a half a quadrillion derivatives out there? Who can count that high?
I don't know.
That's something that you say when you're a child.
Yeah, like, I a quadrillion times dare you. You never are actually supposed to use the number. Whenever you start using that number in the economy, it's probably bad.
Yes.
Quadrillion. You might as well say zillion,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. It doesn't mean anything.
What do you think of the bailout? Do you think we should do it? Do you think we shouldn't? Do you think we should give the money to...
I don't think we had a choice.
No, I don't think we should bail out people from messing up. When I mess up, nobody bails me out. Well,
yes.
That's not entirely true. Sometimes Frances does. But the reality is, I've never needed that big of a bailout.
Yeah,
40 bucks here or there.
And when you get money and to restore our confidence, you shouldn't go on a retreat, okay, on a junket.
Don't get me started on the junket. I mean, when you were a kid, if your mama gave you 20 bucks to buy some school supplies and you came back with candy, you were in trouble.
Yes, you were.
Am I right? You had to go back, embarrassed, return that candy, and come back with a trapper keeper.
That's right.
That's how this is supposed to work. Now, if you put me and Frances in charge, we can solve this problem.
Yes, we can.
Trapper keepers for everyone.
That's right. You gotta keep track of your own.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about how you would decode these problems for the everyday American trying to understand what's going on, listening to the news, and being confused.
Yeah. I would say that the everyday American needs to go to the Wharton School of Business.
Or Kellogg. Those are good.
Spend about
Oxford, maybe.
You know, 8 years getting a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go and deal with our regular household accounts.
Yeah. Now we got Alan Greenspan. He's like trying to be like apologetic.
Yeah.
Like he's all like,
he's like, oops.
You know, it's possible that I had too much faith in the economy regulating itself. I can say that now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what's going on. We have economists talking to us in these emotional sort of like breakup language.
Yes.
Like, please forget Bush every week. It's like, please just stay calm.
Yeah.
Frankly, Frances and I believe this is a depression and they don't want to call it a depression because then people will get depressed.
Yes.
But I mean, people already are depressed. Consumer confidence
absolutely.
At the lowest level in 40
absolutely.
Years.
And so many jobs being cut. We've been saying this for months.
It's like, when you say to me, this is the second worst crisis since the Great Depression, wouldn't that make it the second depression?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to pick at it.
I mean, semantically. It doesn't have to be the Great Depression. It could be like kind of
doing
all right.
Its best depression.
Doing its best depression. The little depression.
I'll take that. Depression light.
Yeah.
It's depressing, though.
So give us your prescriptions. Let's say you two did run the economy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That would be good.
What would you do?
I look at it and I'm like, stop treating us like we're stupid and start taking responsibility for some of what you've done here.
Yeah. And instead of these derivatives, why don't we have something that backs our money? Remember the
gold
standard?
Like, yeah, that's upsetting. Yeah.
Yes, that's very
we like want to go back on the gold standard?
Well,
yes.
We want actual things. Some kind of actual thing.
I don't care if we say, okay, maybe it's going to be like rocks.
Beanie Babies, whatever.
Something.
Lollipops, just
something tangible behind the money.
It doesn't make any sense. I can't trade this for nothing. Air for air. What are we doing here?
No.
All right, ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Angela V. Shelton, Frances Collier, the duo known as Frangela. Check them out at frangela.com.